We'll start today with a couple of readings. The first one is a reading from the Psalms. And as I read this, I'm going to ask you to listen both for sort of the grief that's in it, but also the ultimate gratitude that you'll hear in it. We'll be coming back to that during the message today. Hear now these words. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and then have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. May we have blessing and understanding in the reading of those words. I also want to share an excerpt from a book written in 1902 called Why I Am a Pagan. It is written by an indigenous Yankton Dakota writer. Her name is Zitkala Saab, also known as Gertrude Simon Bowman. And she had this to say. The vastness of nature shapes my mind to an ever-expanding peace as I ponder the power that made all things. The quiet of the hill, the hush of the wind seems to whisper that the great spirit is in everything we see and feel. And as I walk close to the earth, my heart filled with grateful love for all that surrounds me. It is there that I find the strength that lifts me above sorrow and teaches me how to live.
Reading the lyrics to this song that was written in 1998, to me, you can obviously, in popular music, think of it as a romantic piece that it's referred to, but I look at it like this could be also her feeling about a community that is supporting her entirely with this song. My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering if I got out of bed at all. Morning three clouds above the window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd be all gray. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Drank too much last night, I got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. This the buzz and they'll be hell to pay. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm here, I'll all apply. That I might not last a day. And then you'll call me. And it's not so bad. It's not so bad. And I want to thank you. Giving me the best day of my life. It's just to be with you. He's having the best day of my life. Push the door, I'm home at last, and I'm soaking through the proof. And then you handed me a sign, and all I think is you. And even if my house falls down now, I wouldn't have a clue. Because you're near me, want to thank you for giving me the best day. No, just be with you. Gotta know this way of mine.
Stephanie never fails to impress me. That song that you hear is the perfect song to go with this message. It's just funny how it's right on the money. So, well, thank you. Well done. My message today is entitled Gratitude That Tells the Truth. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that Thanksgiving sneaks up on us almost every year anymore. One minute we're like, easing into fall, trying to, you know, figure out why pumpkin spice is invading every shelf and every food and every beverage in America. And then the next minute, the grocery stores are filled with people who are frantic shoppers trying to get all the right groceries and the pressure to feel thankful on command. It's a strange season. A beautiful one for sure. But also a little complicated and strange. And if we're honest, gratitude can feel out of reach some days anymore. The world is doing whatever it is that the world is doing, and lately it includes more than the unusual headlines. And here in North Carolina alone, entire communities have been shaken by ICE as they conduct large-scale raids in major cities. Families are afraid to even leave their own homes. Businesses are half-staffed and sometimes closed. And thousands upon thousands of students have stayed out of school because of fear, and the fear that spreads faster than any official statement ever could have. It's a kind of tension that settles into a community almost like smoke, in that you can't always see it, but you can sort of feel it in your chest. And that, add to that, the political exhaustion, the global conflicts, the economic strain, the anxiety that's humming underneath the surface of almost everything anymore. And it's no surprise that a lot of us walk into Sunday feeling something less than grateful. Some of us feel tired. Some of us overwhelmed. Some of us are holding grief with no idea where we can put it down. So, if you are not overflowing with holiday cheer yet, it's all right. It's all right. Gratitude isn't a performance. It's not. Gratitude is a practice. Gratitude isn't a performance. It is a practice. And it's a practice that matters even more when the world feels unsteady. Now, For a lot of us, Thanksgiving came prepackaged with, well, a story. Pilgrims and neat black outfits and large buckles on their head, their hats and their shoes, abundance of food, a peaceful shared meal with indigenous neighbors who conveniently disappeared from the narrative as soon as the pumpkin pie was gone. That story was tidy. It also wasn't honest. It was not an honest story. The real history includes pandemics that devastated indigenous communities long before pilgrims ever set that Thanksgiving table. It includes land that was not empty, alliances that were fragile, power that was uneven, and a centuries-long unfolding displacement and violence that the holiday version never seems to get around to mentioning. The Wampanoag people helped those early colonists actually just survive. They shared knowledge and food and skill. But the relationship wasn't what the storybook drawings promised it was. The kindness of the indigenous communities did not erase the reality of colonization. And if we want to talk about gratitude, we have to talk about truth. Gratitude built on a myth can't heal anything. It can't make anything better, but gratitude built on honesty can. Honesty will not ruin Thanksgiving, I promise. It redeems it. It invites us to honor indigenous resilience, to refuse denial, and to choose gratitude that faces the world as it is and not as we wish it had been. But we need to be cautious here, because there is a version of gratitude that tries to sort of just smooth everything over. Everything happens for a reason version, the just be thankful version. That the version that expects us to just smile through the pain instead of naming the pain. But the spiritual tradition we've come from doesn't ask us to pretend. As we heard in our scripture reading earlier, the psalmists hold gratitude and grief in the same breath. They rage, they lament, and then they say thank you. Not because life was easy, but because gratitude was how they held on to hope. Even Jesus gives thanks in moments filled with tension. See, even the Last Supper, he breaks bread and he gives thanks, knowing full well what awaits. And it wasn't denial, it was courage. It was grounding himself in love even when the empire was pressing in close on his life. You know, that kind of gratitude isn't fragile. It doesn't require perfect circumstances. It's sturdy. It's defiant. It's the kind of gratitude that helps people survive even when life goes off script. I mean, we live in a world that feels like it's vibrating with uncertainty. News alerts, family tensions, political dread, fear that spreads through communities after raids, anxiety that settles into bones and stays longer than it's really welcome. In a world like that, gratitude becomes more than a feeling. It becomes resistance. When you name something good in the midst of what's hard, you're not ignoring reality. You're refusing to let the despair set the terms. When you say, I'm thankful for the people who show up for justice, you're resisting apathy. When you say, I'm thankful the sun is rising again, you're resisting hopelessness. When you say, I'm thankful for a meal shared with people I love, you resist the loneliness that our culture keeps manufacturing and selling back to us. When you say, I'm thankful for the indigenous communities who continue to protect the land, you are resisting the lie that their survival is merely historical trivia. And when you say, I am thankful for the courage to tell the truth about our past, you resist every effort that's being made to sanitize injustice. See, gratitude isn't the opposite of reality. It's the opposite of resignation. And I would say there's two types of gratitude. The first is just a simple gratitude, the kind you say because it's polite. The kind that feels good in the moment, the kind that we teach our children before they understand what they're even really saying. The second, though, is a deeper gratitude. The kind that grows in you slowly. The kind that doesn't depend on everything being okay. The kind that, changes the way you go about living. Deep gratitude is the kind that sort of reorients your heart. It affects how you vote, how you speak, how you treat strangers, how you respond to injustice, how you keep going when life gets complicated. See, deep gratitude isn't blind to pain. It simply insists that the pain will not have the last word. So here's a simple little invitation for this week before Thanksgiving Day. Something simple enough but I think strong enough to matter. So before Thanksgiving, I encourage you, take 10 minutes. Just find 10 minutes. Sit quietly. Ask yourself these two questions. First, what truth do I need to honor, even if it's difficult? 2. What good do I want to name, even if it feels very small? So, 2 questions that I think create an important spiritual practice. Let's make them again. What truth do I need to honor, even if it's difficult? And 2, what good do I want to name, even if it feels small? See, the truth grounds you and the good lifts you up. And gratitude sort of then grows in the middle of them. Your truth might be grief, fear, exhaustion, uncertainty. And your good might be a friend who keeps checking in, a grandchild's laughter, a warm meal, a moment of quiet, or the simple fact that you made it through a really hard day. Gratitude doesn't, erase the hard truths. It sort of holds them gently. And you can reclaim it by telling the truth about Indigenous history and listening to Indigenous voices today. You can reclaim it by remembering that gratitude was not some kind of import from Europe. Indigenous communities have been practicing deep reciprocal gratitude for generations upon generations. Gratitude that connects with giving, giving with responsibility, receiving with a commitment to return the care, blessing with action. And you reclaim thanksgiving when you let gratitude move you towards justice, towards standing with those who are being targeted today, towards supporting the communities most impacted by fear and by displacement, towards learning the real history and passing it on honestly. The holiday doesn't have to stay this kind of make-believe myth that we were taught it was. It can become a moment of grounding, a moment of true truth-telling, a moment of recommitment to the kind of world that love keeps calling us to build. We often treat gratitude like it's an invitation that arrives on its own, but spiritual gratitude isn't passive, it's active. It's something that you choose, something that you return to, something you keep practicing. You keep practicing even when your own heart feels heavy. And gratitude doesn't magically, though, make everything okay. It doesn't. It doesn't eliminate fear or grief or uncertainty. But what it does is open a window in our souls that lets the light get in, even if it's only a little bit at first. So, as we walk into Thanksgiving this week, here is my hope for you. May you tell the truth with courage. May you name the good with sincerity. May you give thanks without pretending. May you feel the strength of love holding you steady. May your gratitude become a force that pushes back against despair and pulls you towards justice. Because the world is stunning and heartbreaking and worth every bit of our attention and care. And gratitude, honest gratitude, well, it reminds us why it's worth every bit of our attention and care.
You don't recognize this? You might. This week, if you happen to turn the TV. Thank you. This song is by a contemporary Christian band called 10th Avenue North. And this speaks to the brokenness and the heartache. It's a beautiful song. To keep on breathing, I've made mistakes. I've my own man. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out in the moment I am left. Let me see redemption written. Let me know the strong that can bend a heart that's frail. Let it go. One of a song and rise, ashes of a broken life, and all that's dead inside can be reborn. 'Cause I mourn. I know I need lift my eyes up, but I'm too weak. I just won't let up. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out before the let me see that you can do all that it all. What a small and nice, because I'm warm, my prayers are very thin. Yes, I'm warm before the day begins. Yes, I'm warm. I've lost my will to fight. I'm warm, so heaven comes, but I'm warm. Let me know the song can rise, the ashes of a broken mind, and all that's
Let's bow our heads together. We arrive in this moment with whatever our hearts are holding. Joy that lifts, worry that lingers, grief that settles in quietly, hope that refuses to leave. All of it belongs. All of it is welcome here. May we be reminded that gratitude, it's not pretending everything is fine. It's learning to see fully, to honor the truth even when it stings, and still notice the beauty that has not given up on us. As we enter this season, may we remember the land beneath us and the indigenous peoples whose stories were pushed aside but never extinguished. May their resilience call us towards honesty, humility, and repair, so our gratitude grows roots deeper than myths. May we keep in our hearts the families who are afraid, the neighbors who are navigating uncertainty, the communities carrying more weight than they should. May our gratitude draw us towards them, towards compassion, shaped by action, towards justice, shaped by love. And as we gather around tables, large or small, this week, may we feel the sacredness of every hand that brought this meal into being. Hands that planted and harvested, hands that cooked and prepared, hands that made room for us when we needed it most. May we taste the grace that comes from being welcomed. And may gratitude soften the hardened places in us, open the closed places, and help us notice the quiet gifts we might have missed, the lap we needed, a kindness offered of a moment of breath when the world felt too loud. May this season deepen us, may it steady us, may it move us towards the kind of love that heals and disrupts and transforms. And in this moment, may we sense the small but steady truth that even in a trembling world, hope stirs, love rises, and we are not alone. Amen. See this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and with creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions bring that love and happiness to all of those you meet.
A song by Johnny Cash. Called Thanksgiving Prayer. Mm-hmm. We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of Thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years. To join hands and thank the Creator. Now when Thanksgiving is true, this year when I count my blessings, I'm begging the Lord He may do. This year when I count my blessings, I'm begging the Lord He may do. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, sun and the wind and the rain. The color blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a high fallen train. I know you're married. Oh, love that you've made new. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord he made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord he made you. And when the time comes to be going, I won't be in sorrow here. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on my way, grateful for all of the years. I'm grateful for all that you've made me for, teaching me what love can do. Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord he made you. Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord he made you.